Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Now joining us in studio, Faye from Soda Blonde. When we heard you were coming in, obviously you're a track of the week this week.
Thank you.
One of the first things that came to our head was Soda Blonde. Where did you come up with that name?
Oh yeah, this is a funny one because obviously we were in another band for a good few years.
Yeah.
And like names, you'd be surprised how many names are actually taken. Like if you Google, like think of a name yourself and Google it, it's probably already a band.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I guess I was feeling like I was stepping into like my own era as such at the beginning of that, and I dyed my hair blonde, so there was a bit of a narcissistic reason at the beginning for picking the blonde part. But also we just wanted something that sounded good and actually visually looked good together, and something that didn't necessarily imply where we were from.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it could be sort of a very European sounding kind of a name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just going through different hair colours. So it was like, there was, you know, like
yeah.
It was like midnight blonde or whatever. So anyway, we landed on Soda Blonde, and that was where it came. So it's not the most romantic.
And you Googled it and you went,
story.
Yes, it's free.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So
I like that story though.
Yeah, like it's not the most romantic.
It is a very, very cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. I'm glad we picked it. So
how do you guys all know each other?
Gosh, we go way back. So we've been playing music together since we were, I want to say 14. I was 14 when I wrote my first song. And it was one of the other guys in the band. I just didn't know anybody at that age who was making music. You know, like a lot of kids, especially in that where we were growing up, where like all the lads were playing rugby, you know. So I was just really drawn to, I don't know, people expressing themselves at that age. And the guys were so amazingly talented and able to produce music at such a standard, even though they were just kids, you know. So that was kind of what inspired me. And it was just through, you know, hanging out in fields.
Yeah.
And
how all good love stories start.
Yeah, playing music in sheds and stuff like that. So, we've been doing this for a really, really long time. So it's a testament, really, that we're still doing it, to be honest.
And the second album is out after huge success of the first one.
Oh, thank you very
and
much.
And your brand new track, Boys, which is our track of the week. What's that about? What's the backstory of that song?
I have to be honest, it's really funny because you're always, when you make music, a lot of the time it comes from a very subconscious place. And with interviews and all this self-promotion, it's like you're in a position where you're talking about things that sometimes you don't even necessarily know what the seed was, because you're sort of a conduit for art.
Yeah.
Like I don't fully ever feel like I can take credit for my work because it feels like it comes from a different... You're channeling it. I know that sounds so wishy-washy.
You're kind of like a medium or a psychic.
A little bit. I know that sounds wishy-washy. And also, like, I am in a band, so we arrange things. But, like, I think for me, I had been emotionally mining and writing about really heavy subject matter. And that can be quite exhausting, you know, after a while. And it's, let's face it, it can be kind of indulgent as well. So with this song, I wanted to write something that was just about betrayal in relationships and something that was like a good pop song, do you know? I didn't even think of myself when I was writing it, because you can be so judgmental of yourself. So I kind of was imagining I was going to work it for somebody else, actually. That was what I had in mind when I was writing it, and that allowed me to sort of just be more free and say something in a very clear and concise way, as opposed to trying to be really poetic and be really cryptic, you know? So that was sort of the origin. And then in terms of the production, I think it was one of the most challenging tracks on the album to produce, because it had all this potential, but we couldn't really knock it into a place that made sense for it. And ultimately, it's got this sort of 90s dance sound, which for me was really important because it reminded me of like being a kid, like in the early 90s, and my cousins were a bit older and they were always getting ready to go out and they were listening to this, like, you know, like Ultra Beat. Like that really heavy kind of, it's so sad, for lack of a better word, but it was like, it makes you dance. It's that kind of hybrid thing, you know? So that was something that really drove the production, and Adam just did a fantastic job on it. You know, we do all our own producing and mixing, and Adam leads the charge with it. So yeah, he really nailed it, I think.
So you're touring your new album Dream Big at the moment. You finished the European leg, you're about to start the Irish leg, and myself and Roz, only yesterday we were talking about riders and like different riders that like bands have and artists have, and we were like, Faye's coming in, so we're like, let's ask her what's on your rider.
Oh man,
for when you're touring.
Well, we used to have nothing. We used to just have water, to be honest with you.
But that's kind of a typical Irish thing. Yeah. You're like, oh no, we don't want to be
we're
fussy.
We're grand. But then we were trying to inject a little bit of a joy and a looseness, I think, when we started this iteration. So if you really want to know, and I swear to God, I'm going to blame Adam on this, but what we would have is like one bottle of red wine.
Just one?
No. One bottle of red wine. I think there's like a shoulder of Jameson. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm pronouncing that wrong. And I think there's a crate of beer. Yeah. And we often get like cheese and hummus and kind of
few nibbles.
Like few nibbles. Yeah.
Some soakage.
The nagging the cans, and then you're adding the bouginess with the cheese board.
Trying to refine the whole thing. Like,
is there anything outrageous you'd love to ask for it, but you just wouldn't have the guts to?
I think I'd be too modest to go there. I'm, you know, like, just give me the crust of bread. Yeah. A bit of water. Also, you know, you don't want to fill up too much before you're
singing. Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so have you got anything else coming up that you can tell us about now? Or,
well, we start our tour. We start in London. Our first show is sold out in London on Wednesday. And then we move on to the rest of the country. So, yes, there's still tickets available for Cork, Cypress Avenue, Belfast and Limerick. Everything else is sold out. Woohoo! Actually, there might be a handful of tickets for Dundalk.
But, and where can people get them?
You can get them through our website, sodablonde.com. And also, we haven't done our European leg yet. That begins in January.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're off to Germany and Amsterdam and Paris and Belgium.
Jesus, so you've loads to look forward to now in 2024.
Yes, so yeah, and as I said, we are completely independent. We do this on our own in every way. So, you know, support and listen and be part of the journey.
And we're delighted that you're our track of the week this week.
So much,
we really love it. And we're going to take a listen to it right now. This is Boys from Soda Blonde.
Before we do, we need to remind people to drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
We're talking about alcohol on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a listen. Somebody's been yelling in my head. You're the wrong one. Roz and Emma. RTE 2FM.